Hello and welcome to Archaeology News Weekly. I'm David Connolly. As you probably realise, this is maybe a slightly rougher version than what you're used to. This is due to the fact that Dave Horrocks has gone off to Africa again. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm afraid you'll have to put up with me as the mixer and also the presenter. So here we go. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details in each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now the main headlines from around the world are as follows. Iran's Keller Mound is redated back to 4000 BCE. A possible turbine site is found to include ancient burial grounds in Florida. Orkney Islanders are being asked to help heritage help them. And a mysterious pyramid complex is discovered in Peru. And an ancient Scottish burial is revealing links with the Netherlands. And finally, we look at the finer points of jewellery and makeup in ancient Persia. Oxford scientists have determined the exact date of Iran's northern site of Keller Mound by studying ancient coal, carbon and bone samples. Although many archaeologists believe that the area was no older than the Iron Age, carbon-14 examination of samples dated the mound to more than 6,000 years ago. Previous archaeological excavations have yielded numerous caves, havens and ancient sites, which showed the historical evolution of human life in the area. There are still more than 5 metres to reach the site's oldest stratums, and future stratigraphy projects will most definitely date the mound to an even older time. Located in Iran's northern Mazandaran province, Keller Mound is one of the country's most important sites, which will reveal many archaeological facts about the southern coast of the Caspian. Recent archaeological surveys show that prehistoric Indians in Florida and USA made their homes and buried their dead along the banks of Blind Creek, an area that has drawn new controversy as a possible site for wind turbines. Robert Carr of Archaeological and Historical Conservancy, Incorporated, explained that the area had a large number of prehistoric villages and burial areas that have somehow survived over time. The country contracted Carr after the 2004 hurricanes to make sure that the county workers did not disturb any archaeological finds when they removed storm debris from the island. Florida Power and Light Company has since proposed putting 9 wind turbines on the island. The issue is likely to go before the State Acquisition and Restoration Council in April. The commissioners may take up the matter again in the next 2 months. A Florida Power and Light Company spokeswoman said they are reviewing the findings, but had no further comment. The company previously had said that if the project could not be done without negatively impacting archaeological sites, it would not move forward. The archaeological survey was conducted in August and September 2006, and they found 9 previously unrecorded sites on the eastern side of the island. Whilst these types of finds are not uncommon in Florida, they are most unusual on barrier islands, as much of Florida's coastline has been developed in recent decades. Artifacts are being catalogued and likely will be returned to the sites in the next 60 days. The human remains have already been reinterred, a requirement under state law. Because the exact turbine sites on Blind Creeks haven't yet been firmly set, it was unclear if any would have to be moved because of the findings. Archaeologists are trying very hard to make sure that the decision makers are aware of the information. Next step is to make sure that the decision makers actually listen to the information. Orkney Islanders have been invited to assist the draft of a new management plan for the heart of Neolithic Orkney World Heritage Site. The aim is to maximise the economic and social benefits from the site, while protecting its environment and ancient monuments. A public meeting is to be held at Stennes Community School on Thursday the 28th of February to discuss developments. It's hoped as many people as possible will take part. Sabina Strachan, WHS coordinator, said that they hope residents will take this opportunity to have their say on what issues should be addressed over the next 5 years. World Heritage Site status has already brought many gains, not least by further raising Orkney's profile as an international visitor destination and the universal importance of its heritage. So you see, archaeology can have a real and measurable impact upon an economy and treatment. And in fact, I have to confess that myself and my wife at the moment are involved in doing a audit of the historic environment for Middle Lothian, my own little county, because we're looking at the fact that there's actually an amazing amount of heritage for tourists who have been visiting Edinburgh to come out and maybe spend a few days there. The remnants of at least 10 pyramids have been discovered on the coast of Peru, marking what could be a vast ceremonial site of an ancient little-known culture. In January, construction crews discovered several truncated pyramids on a large adobe platform. Officials from Peru's National Institute of Culture were dispatched to inspect the discovery. They announced that the complex, which is over 3 kilometres long and nearly 2 kilometres wide, belonged to an ancient Vicus culture and was likely either a religious centre or a cemetery. The area containing the pyramids is surrounded by a cemetery that has been looted by grave robbers, but the complex itself is still intact. The Vicus was a pre-Hispanic civilization that flourished in Peru's northern coastal desert from 200 BCE to 300 CE and is known for its decorated ceramics. Experts say little is known about the culture because its sites have been so heavily looted over the years. Though Vicus ceramics are similar in some respects to that of the Moche, a fact that has spawned research on the relationship between the two cultures. The Moche culture flourished in areas south of the Vicus from around 100 CE to 750 CE, and although it was once thought that the Moche was a single monolithic civilization, people no longer think this is true. It was very likely a series of regional kingdoms that shared a broader culture, and the Vicus was part of that large cultural group. Recent analysis of 4,000-year-old pots recovered during an excavation of two graves at Upper Largy near Kilmartin in Argyll in Scotland have provided exciting evidence linking prehistoric Scotland to the Netherlands. Analysis of the pots by Alison Sheridan of National Museums of Scotland have revealed early international-style beakers of a type found only around the Lower Rhine area, which is in modern-day Netherlands, and also a strange hybrid of styles that suggest Irish and Yorkshire influences. Martin Cook, the AOC Archaeology Project officer who oversaw the excavations in 2005, remarked that these finds are very rare, as there are only two or three other examples this early in Scotland. The excavations revealed two graves with a complex Neolithic and Bronze Age ritual landscape composed of monuments, including an early Neolithic cursus and an early Bronze Age timber circle. Although no human remains were recovered in either grave, bone does not survive in the sand and gravel in this area, and it's more than likely that a body was originally interred there. The construction of the grave also shows strong Dutch parallels, suggesting that its occupant may have even been a Dutch immigrant. The grave is so early and the style of ceramic so rare for this period that it's either an immigrant or a first-generation descendant who still knows the techniques. The pots are made from local material, which suggests that the person was a first- or second-generation descendant. For more information about the work, you can go to www.aocarchaeology.com. That's www.aocarchaeology.com. Archaeological finds in Iran show that women and men applied makeup and decked themselves with ornaments up to 10,000 years ago, a trend which probably began from religious conviction rather than from personal beautification. Archaeologists have discovered various instruments of makeup and ornamental items in the Burnt City, which date back to the 3rd millennium BCE. The caves of the Bakhtiari region, where the first hunter-gatherers settled at the end of the Ice Age, have also yielded not only stone tools, but grindstones and several stones covered in red ochre. As there's no cave paintings found in the area, researchers believe that people of the era may have painted their faces and bodies instead. Other caves in Kermanshah province have also yielded several samples of animal bones with traces of paint. Again, as the cave walls are undecorated, it can be inferred that the residents were using the traces of paint as personal adornment. The tombs found in Kerman have also yielded white powder made of lead and silver, suggesting that the people of the area were the first to use this powder for beautification purposes. Archaeologists also believe that women and men used a red powder found inside small saucer-like vessels unearthed in some tombs to redden their cheeks. The masks and statues unearthed at Haftapa in Khuzestan show the people of the time blackened and extended their eyebrows, reddened their lips and cheeks, and lined their eyes up to their eyebrows. The oldest man-made mirrors were discovered, dating back 4,500 years, and they've been found in Luristan and Azerbaijan provinces. And they're ornamented with mythical figures carved onto the handles and the backs. In the excavation of the Sassanid tombs of Azerbaijan, two sheets of glass with tar and silver-coated backs were discovered, which archaeologists believe were used like modern mirrors. These sheets of glass, like many other Iranian treasures from the past, are now housed in the British Museum. So on that slightly barbed comment, but beautifully done, can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities are available on Badger. And that's the newly revamped Badger on www.bajr.org. And of course, you can get an amazing amount of information about volunteer opportunities around the world on Past Horizons. That's www.pasthorizons.com. If you fancy dropping in on our blogs, by the way, just try Past Horizons blog or BAJR blog in Google. And of course, as ever, more can always be found on the wonderful Stone Pages website, news.stonepages.com. Thank you very much for listening to this Archaeology News Weekly, and I hope you'll come back to next week's one, and I promise you in 2 weeks it'll all be back to normal. Thanks very much now.